News from Southwark by Owen Shepherd of Southwark News. Top cop on how to tackle scourge of moped crime. Southwark Police's leading detective on moped robberies has given an exclusive interview to the news about the scale of the problem and what can be done to keep it at bay. Detective Chief Inspector David Rutter said Southwark was roughly seventh in the pecking order out of London's 32 borough areas, with the worst affected being Westminster, Camden and Islington in the city centre. He said that there were 15,000 moped, scooter and motorbike thefts in London in the year April 16 to March 2017, compared with 10,000 in 15-16. In Southwark alone, the dramatic increase was felt as 2015's record of 581 cases rose to 777 in 2016-17. But the worst affected borough in London reached 2,000 cases. That's at the same time as London has seen an increase in violent crime for the first time in many years. The link between area and moped-enabled crime, David said, was with tourism, where there's a high footfall and people going about their daily business. That's why the areas of Southwark where moped-enabled crime is most common are SE1 and SE16, the most target-rich environments. David said that a big part of reducing moped crime was to change people's behaviour, to make sure people's bikes could not be easily nicked and phones weren't always on show. About 90% of what's stolen by moped gangs is mobile phones, David said. If you're up in SE1, you'll see loads of people will be out and looking at their phones. They'll be vulnerable because they're not paying attention. But if they go hands-free, or if they hold their bags or their phones to the side of their body that's close to the shop front, rather than on their side that's closest to the road, they'll be less vulnerable. You'll also find that transport hubs like train stations can be targeted, because whenever you get off the tube, the first thing you do is to look at your phone to see if you've got any messages. A key factor behind the rise in incidents has been an explosion in the popularity of scooters and mopeds. Scooters are much cheaper to insure, and there's a lot more of them because of the number of couriers and delivery drivers, David said. But a way to suppress moped crime in any area is to deploy patrolling officers in areas where it's a known problem. And knowing where to deploy officers is a matter of getting the right local intelligence. David said, essentially, we're looking at specific locations at specific times with our resourcing, whether it's a uniformed officer on patrol or a marked vehicle or an unmarked vehicle. If you have one officer in one place for 15 minutes, it can suppress crime in that place for up to 2 hours. But that intelligence, knowing when and where to deploy an officer, relies on information from local residents. We want to generate information from the public, David said. One of our tactics is also to carry out sweeps of different areas where residents have let us know that they suspect that robbers have stashed weapons or stolen bikes. Inspector Jim Cole, a ward officer of Rotherhithe, told the news, a lot of estates have hidey holes and places where you can easily hide a moped, somewhere less visible, and it'll stay there for days. Then we sweep it and find them. David added, and if we do have reason to suspect someone based on information we receive, then we'll arrest them and we'll doorstep them. We call it the Al Capone method. David also said that there was talk of the Home Office looking to impose stricter sentences for moped-enabled crime to act as a deterrent. To give information to local police about any suspected moped-related crime, call 101 or call Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111 to give information anonymously.